We're ready now to begin Genesis and Shem Shmuel. I'm going to do this piece. This is a very... maybe you guys will help me out with this piece in the Shem Shmuel. It's an important piece that it needs. Hi, it's on the left hand. There's a new one. We're doing it. Oh, you got this one? Okay. Great. Okay, page Kuf Samach Aleph. So what we have is like this. It says in the Chumash, this week Pasha Kisavu has the worst set of klolos of curses in the Torah. It's just horrendous. I remember I was sitting in the steeple every year. There's just so many tears were being shed as they read the klolos. Because they're all refugees, it was very sad. So the pasuk says, basically towards the end of the klolos, it says, "I'll tell you the reason why all these things happen." Tachas asher lo avadato es Hashem Elokecha v'simcha v'tzuv le'vav me'vav kol. It's because you didn't serve Hashem, your God, with joy, with a good heart, when you had everything. When you had everything, you had all the blessings. He didn't serve Hashem with joy. So most people, when they read that pasuk, say it's saying you didn't serve Hashem, and the word joy we sort of skip over. However, he's basically here a takeoff on the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov says that really it's because we did serve Hashem, but we didn't serve Hashem with joy. So that's why all the punishments come. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Manin. I think it's Perek Vav. It's very important Rambam. Bring me in the Rambam from the bookcase as Manin. I want you to read the Rambam. You should know the Rambam. The Rambam says that the pasuk is saying, because even though you served Hashem when he gave you the blessing, but you didn't serve him with joy, that's why all these curses have come. The Manish takes the pasuk with an emphasis on the word b'simcha. Tachas asher lo avadato es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav me'rov kol. He didn't serve Hashem with simcha. That's why all the curses come. And it's in the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Zmanim, the earliest, most authoritative source for this. He has it in Hilchos Yom Tov, and I believe it's at the end of the sixth chapter. Perek Vav, Halacha Chaf. He says like this. He says, we know of course in Mitzvah to have Simcha and Yom Tov, so he says in the Rambam, "V'sha'adam ochel v'shoseh v'sameach v'regel." Lo yimashach b'yayin v'shok v'kavos rosh v'yomash v'kom mi sh'yosif v'zeh yab v'mitzvah simcha sh'ashichlus v'ashok ha'rabba v'kalus ha'rosh ein ha'simcha ala holulus v'sichlus lo nistavenu ala holulus v'sichlus ala ha'simcha sh'yesh ba avodas yotze ha'kol sh'ne matachas asher lo banat v'tashem lo'kecho b'simcha tuv le'vav merov kol ha'lamadat v'sheh avoda b'simcha v'yesh la'avodat Hashem lo mitoch v'shok. He says, a person eats and drinks and is happy on a Yom Tov, he shouldn't have a lot of wine and merrymaking and the mockery and jokes.
He should not.
And say,
in order to be happy, he shouldn't
do this. Should not do this. Should not drink a lot and make a lot of jokes and mock things and make fun of things. Merrymaking. That he should not do. You should not say to anybody who does these things, this is the mitzvah of simcha, this is being happy on Yom Tov. He says that's not correct because getting drunk and frolicking, merrymaking, being lightheaded is not simcha. It's It's foolishness. It's emptiness and foolishness. We were not commanded to be happy. Emptiness, lightheadedness, and foolishness. We were commanded to have simcha, joy. Joy which includes serving the Creator of everything. And this is the pasuk which he quotes from Ben Zotcha. Because you didn't serve God with joy and with a good heart when you had everything. This teaches us that serving God must be done with the real or the true joy. It is impossible to serve God from mockery, comedy, lightheadedness, drunkenness. That's not service of God. So the Rambam here is focusing on the fact that in Hilchos Simcha there's a certain way, there's a Jewish way, a Torah way of having joy. But he quotes this pasuk as saying that this is the pasuk which defines the true Avodah Hashem. Says the true Avodah Hashem is this simcha. In other words, he's saying that why does the Torah say all the curses came? Because we serve God without the real simcha. We serve God, but we didn't have the simcha, which is the real way of serving Hashem. So if it's not having simcha, it's all the punishments in the Torah, all those terrible curses. Yes?
So for every young person, every bar mitzvah, every wedding, there's all this tons of alcohol and every shul, every
young person. Well, it depends on
everything. So how do they
justify? Well, I can tell you one thing. When we had kiddushim and simchos and the shtibel where I grew up, there was never a simcha or simcha of that kind which had bottles emptied out. The chassidim always left whiskey in the bottle at the end. There was no such thing as finishing off a bottle. Every battle was always, every chassid made a l'chaim, but there was always, they left, no one would ever finish a battle. You know how to finish a battle. Finishing a battle was a sign of a drunken guy. Guy and finished battles. We always had whiskey left. A little bit, that's where it was. That's the way chassidim drink. So chassidim, they know what simcha is. Simcha doesn't mean to get drunk, and lightheaded, and do foolishness. It's a joy. So of course a little l'chaim, little yayin definitely helps a person with simcha, but that's not the end of all ends. That's not. Okay, that's the Rambam's opinion, and the Rambam is extremely, extremely important. This is the Chassidish Rambam. This is the shows the Rambam as a chassid. Rav once asked one of the Sadish Rabbanim came in, so we have a little talk about the Rambam. I was kidding around with this Sadish Rabb. So how do we know that the Rambam was a Mekubal? So the Sadish Rabb asked my Rebbe, Rabbi Soloveitchik, how do you know that the Rambam was a Mekubal? So I said right away. He says, well, he showed him right away that the Rambam says he always went to the mikvah every morning. So, and so Nikri says, I never stopped, even though he says you don't have to, you can daven without going to the mikvah, but there's never a day in my life I didn't go to the mikvah. So you see, so you'll see the Shereva, went to the mikvah every morning. But there's also this Rambam, and also Hasidim loved this Rambam. He said that you must serve God with real joy. You can serve God through all the mitzvahs, but if it's not the simcha, not the real joy, every curse in the book will God forbid, happen. God doesn't consider that worth anything unless there's simcha. So it's the real Chiddush Rambam. So now, he's going to explain it. The Shemesh Shmuel wants to explain this. He wants to give a Chiddush Litzush analysis. Why is this so? Or what's going on with it? It seems to take something which most of us would consider a side thing. It's nice, wrapping on a mitzvah. Do the mitzvah with simcha. But if I don't have simcha, so I still did the mitzvah. Let's say I put on tefillin this morning. I put it on, I said the brachas. I didn't get excited over it. I didn't have simcha. So according to this, it's basically worthless. It's going to cause, God forbid, punishment. I said Kriya Shema. I didn't get excited over saying Kriya Shema. I just said it. So it's going to cause, God forbid, punishment. So I did the mitzvah without simcha. It's really scary. So what does all this mean? So So we said with this Kvat Hamu Al Zeh B'Shtor Matadoshim, it says the Chassidish books have all astonished about this pasuk, and he doesn't mention it, but we know the way the Rambam brings it down. V'chi b'shvil shtol hoysa ha'avodah b'simcha yagilem onish gobel kol kach, because they didn't serve God with joy, so they get the worst punishments in the world. Death, exile, loss of everything. What's going on here? For all further question, I am Uzal, Chazal told us, Migdash Rishon, Mipnei Ma'achorev, Mipnei Shaisabo, Avodah Zodra Lashvich Hazama. Migdash Sheni, Mipnei Shaisabo, Sinas Chinam. We know that there were three sins in the first place of Migdash, and one great sin, Sinas Chinam, and the second. Ein Zechel Avodah Bali Simcha. There's no mention of the fact that there's no Simcha. The Nivus, I'd like to explain this. Binei Yadua, Avisa B'Shvam HaKadoshim, we know from the holy books, the Reish Mem Ches, Evarei HaNefesh, Einam Nishlamim, Rak Ayidei, Reish Mem Ches, Mitzvah Saseh. The 248 parts of the limbs of the human soul can only be perfected by the 248 Mitzvah Saseh. Pasuk for Rabbeinu Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital writes, "Shalachein Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, His Chanein Likaneis Eretz Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu begged God, "Let me go into the land of Israel." The Shul Lekayim of Mitzvot Atuyas Baretz. He wanted to fulfill the mitzvot of Eretz Yisrael. Neshayah Yodeya. He knew, "Shabuki Efshar LaHashlim Kol Evorei HaNefesh Zulos." It was impossible for him to perfect all his limbs of his soul without doing all the mitzvahs. Then came, and this is true, yesh lavin, we have to understand. Hello, kol od sheinom atayim kol reish men ches mitzvahs asay, as long as a person does not fulfill all 248 mitzvahs asay, harevim chusar eva, he's basically missing a limb of his soul. A soul has 248 parts. Each mitzvahs asay perfects that part of the soul. So if he doesn't do every single mitzvah saseh, he's missing parts of his soul. He's a baal mum. He's a blemished person. So how can we call a person? Right. So these are the questions. He can never do the mitzvahs of a kohen. He can never do the mitzvahs of a melech. So how does a person ever going to achieve perfection of his soul? The road to perfection is basically doing mitzvahs. We just read that before. That's a sharon. We just read him saying that. That the only way for a person to achieve shleimus, to make a fashan, is by doing the mitzvahs. The Chaim Vital says that the 248 mitzvahs, exactly match the 248 parts of the soul. So the person's not going to do all the mitzvahs, so how will he ever perfect himself? He's going to be blemished. It means every person is doomed, every soul seems to be doomed never to achieve perfection. But the goal of life is to achieve perfection, as he read in the Siddur Sharon, to achieve perfection and then go to the highest point in the world to come, where we'll get the rewards, the pleasures which God wants to give us. But we're doomed, we can never achieve perfection, because the mitzvahs are saying we'll never be able to do. Chasu, and we know, you cannot bring an animal close to God with as a sacrifice if it has a blemish. So the rabbis explained that the answer to this question is like this. The question is, there are 248 parts of this nefesh. Each part is parallel to one of the 248 mitzvahs. The only way to perfect that part of the nefesh is by connecting to that particular mitzvah. But no one can do all the mitzvahs. So how is it going to be perfected? That's the question. Okay, so just go over to the next page, Kuf Shamach Beis, three lines down, and he asked another question, but it's not, you know, we don't have time for everything. So he says like this, Ach kva kasavnu But I've already explained this, and he says this is something which he has said numerous times. The answer to this question is a very, very important. The question is very important. Just as a very important question on the Kabbalah, the Kabbalistic theory of man and the connection to mitzvot, that mitzvot are fixings or perfections of the soul. How will the soul ever be perfected if he doesn't do every single mitzvah? So Krakusavnu, so he said, Shateratu, the answer is, Mitnei should call Yisrael Heim Kaguf Echad Mamash. All of Israel is Mamash, one body. This is what we said yesterday when we spoke about the call Yisrael Yesh Mechegel Mabah. So in a certain perspective, we're all one soul. Every one of us is one soul. Right. So one soul, one guf, one body, all of Israel. Kol mitzvah shadam osehi b'shem kol Yisrael. And when a person does a mitzvah, it's in the name of all of Israel. Say, kol Yisrael, yesh them kanan haba. All of Israel as a whole, single being, has olam haba. Anytime I do, right, b'shem kol Yisrael, this is a chassidim, before they do any mitzvah asay, they'll say, b'shem yichud, you want to combine all the powers and all the aspects of Hashem. B'shem kol Yisrael, I want every Jew in the world to have his share of my mitzvah. Because we do the mitzvahs not just as private individuals, we do the mitzvahs as part of Am Yisrael. So every mitzvah I do, my tefillin, my tzitzis, my kriyashma, my matzah, my bichas hamazon, is for every Jew in the world. We should say that. It's a great thing to say. Before we do a mitzvah, the shame call Yisrael. I do it for all Jews in the world.
But then, I don't know that all the mitzvahs are still being done.
Hold on. He's going to get to it.
Okay.
So you do every mitzvah for all the Jews, and therefore, the nitzdaful kol mitzvos and kol Yisrael yachad. So therefore, all the mitzvahs of all of Israel together combined, for me, and for you, and for everybody else. V'afilu me'ot, now he's answering your question. V'afilu me'otam shekran niftu lo lamam. Even including people who have died, the mitzvahs of dead Jews, Jews who lived 1,000 years ago, are also the credit of all the Jews in the world who will ever live. Because we're all part of one timeless people, one soul.
They give schar to us.
Right. So I and you are sharing in the mitzvahs which Moshe Rabbeinu did for the Jews. The mitzvahs that Aaron HaKohen did for the Jews. We have also part of that mitzvah. Ki kol b'shamayim u'lamala mazman. And certainly, the other world is above time, so they exist, so they're giving us their mitzvah. So this is great. So that's why we're all basically sharing the same mitzvah. So if everyone's soul is being perfected, every part of my soul, your soul, his soul, her soul, is being perfected because we're all part of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is one nation, one group, and we share all the mitzvahs together.
Specifically in terms of purifying all my limbs, why should I do this at all? If I already have all my
upload and... Good question. Excellent question. Why should I do that? I can just rely on the rest of the Jewish people.
For purification.
Okay. So there are two answers to your question. But basically, the answer is what he's going to give. It's the same answer. You want to ask the same question? Okay. He's going to he deals with that right away. He deals with that question right away. Now he says, however, there's a however over here. This is like too good to be true. I don't do anything because all the Jews in the world who ever lived have done everything and I'm just going to reap the benefit. He says, there's a however. However, kol zehu, all of this is true, the ish for a person, hamisached b'fai zehu, who joins with the rest of the Jewish people. Should call Yisrael, haim lo, all of Israel for this individual. Ki ilu haim evarov, all of Israel to him are like his own limbs. Ve'ohev osam kegufo, he loves all the other Jews like he loves himself. V'zeh, that's what the Gemara means when it says, Rebbe Akiva said, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, zeh klal gadol b'torah. To love a fellow Jew is the greatest principle of the Torah. Because if you love your fellow Jew like you love yourself, chashuv lo, then he gets credited ki'ilu kiyem kol ha-mitzvot, as if he did all the mitzvot, like all the mitzvot she'yesh dan rak b'cho'anim, even mitzvot are just for kol'anim, or b'melech, or for kings, or tzibur, for the Jewish people. Ha'kol mesayeh, everything happened and helps him la'hashlim esevorei nasha, to fix all the limbs and parts of his soul, because he connects with the rest of the Jewish people. V'ap'l'reach ha'kemocha, he loves them like he loves himself. And we now understand, Shem Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, Yesh Sima Beinayim, there's hatred among the Jews. And this person has hatred for other Jews. Shuv Ein Echad Mistayeim Echaver, then they can't help one another. Nisharim Baalei Mumim, they remain with blemishes. Chusarei Eivorim, without the certain limbs. Rabodasam Tzula, and their service is possible. It's a function of a person's identity. The person identifies with all of Israel like he identifies with himself. If he puts himself into Am Yisrael, then Am Yisrael gives all the mitzvahs to him. But if he cuts himself off from Am Yisrael, he has hatred, so he can't get their mitzvahs. He's rejected his identity. Yes?
If this is talking about Israel and Moka, it's just like you can be completely irreligious and self-fulfilling.
Not really, because if you really love somebody, you want to be like them. You don't want to have any barriers. If a person really loved other Jews, he would keep every mitzvah he could, even if he had no connection to God, but he would do it because of other Jews. Right, you couldn't want to be dead weight, because if you really want to help other Jews, you'll do mitzvahs for them. And you don't hurt them by not doing this and doing avelos, right? There are a lot of very, very good Jews who lived and still live, who their basic motivation is more Avos Yisrael than even Avos Hashem, I would say. And I saw certain Jews are so crazy about other Jews. It's more than actually, if you see this, Maschidah Sherebis, The Magid Memezrit, I think, said this well. When I heard it, I saw it the first time, I was taken aback. He would say such a thing. But he said this well. He said, Avat Yisrael is Avat Hashem Mamash. It's Avat Hashem Mamash. And I think he even said it's greater than Avat Hashem. In other words, if you somehow split Hashem from Yisrael, love Israel. To love Israel, I think the Bible Tanya said, we have three things to love, Avos Yisrael, Avos Hashem, Avos HaTorah. So which one comes first? Which is the highest? I don't know if they're divisible, but in the hierarchy, what's the highest Ava? Is it more than Avos Hashem, more than Avos HaTorah, Avos HaMitzvah? I think the Bible Tanya said yes. The Bible Tanya said Avos Yisrael is the top. I got a little pamphlet. Did you get that recently? The Bavis, they gave out a little pamphlet called Avos Yisrael. You know, my son has it in the Shkigel out there in Englewood. So I picked it up. In that pamphlet, they quote every rabbi from the Tanya down to the last one. And the Tanya said that Avos Yisrael is higher spiritually than Avos, even Avos Hashem. It's an astonishing statement to make. But, so there are plenty of Jews who are great Jews, but they love other Jews. I don't know if they can relate so much directly to Hashem, but they love other Jews. So this is great. This is great. So if you really love Jews, you must do mitzvot. Loving Jews, he says, is the key condition for sharing the others' mitzvot. That you should have a share in their mitzvot, their in your mitzvot. It's all a function of Ava Yisrael. Now, he wants to come back to the Simcha issue. He started off trying to understand why is Simcha the most important element in Avodas Hashem. The person does Avodas Hashem, does everything that the Torah says, but he does it without Simcha, he'll bring every curse in the Klala onto all the Jews in the world, including himself. It'll be a disaster. He has to do it with Simcha. Why is Simcha so important? And also, how do you get this Simcha, right? She says, Ahveh Adavar this Ached B'Faisa, now this point, to become one with all of Israel, Liot Kol Yisrael Etzlo Kilo Hayu Mevari Gufo, that every Jew is really just part of his own body, Lav Kol Mocha Sovulba, not every mind can even bear this thought. Lo Neka Lavolu Zeko Kachem, it's not easy to come to this point. You just can't snap my fingers. Every Jew is mamish like me. I mean, you can't just snap your fingers and do that. It's very, very difficult. So, Ach Basher Adam Chafetz Mishtokek Misameitz Lavo Lebechina Zu, if a person wants to and desires and becomes very strong to try to achieve this level, Hareu Kilu Higia Ktsas Lebechina Zu, just trying, just wanting, just thinking about it, it's already the beginning of the process to get to that. V'hainu, and I'm trying to say is, heyotken nefoshos lemala hein misachtim kish efet chaveim. Since in the other world, in the spiritual world, high above, all the souls are one. He says yesterday, what's it called? Yechida, the highest level of the soul. We're all one. Rak begufim hein nefadim. Why are we split in this world? Because we're bodies. Every body is split from the other body. In Cain, in Masav Hain Behispalus, if he does his mitzvot with tremendous excitement, with Shas HaNefesh, with a lot of emotion from his soul, Ranafoshos Hain Misachtin, and the fact is that the souls are one, Shuv Mo'ila Daito Ritzon Olisachin, then the fact that he wants to and desires to become one with other Jews will work. But in my same mitzvot of Hein Belias Balus, if he does mitzvot without any spiritual excitement, Rikshas HaNefesh, spiritual emotion, for whom I add a simcha, without any simcha, Ki HaNefesh Shim Elyonim, because the soul really is from the other world, Hu Elyonim in the other world, HaKolu B'Simcha, everything is with joy, Ein Sham Itzavon, nothing is sad over there. Any action done without joy, inevitably, they don't have this excitement and emotional feeling of the soul. Then he cannot join and become one with the rest of Israel. Because the rope which ties with other Jews, he rikshas hanefesh. This emotional feeling in the soul is neda b'machal, is missing from his actions. Balkan and v'ipla nishaprati, he remains an individual person, isolated person. Bulti efshalo l'kayim kol ha-mitzvot, therefore he cannot fulfill the mitzvot. Nishar mechusa eiver, he is missing limbs. Kol ma'asa v'daso einam klum, whatever he does is worthless. Then there we understand the Bai Sheni destroyed the Sinas Chinam, which means another way of saying Lavata Simcha V'Tuv Leivav is really one thing, because Shebishul should call Michael Bibi Sin, whatever he did was worthless, so therefore he has no mitzvahs, like V'Hoyish V'Hem Shpot Shum Mait Mitzvah Mishkayim Estam Habai, they had no way to do mitzvah to keep the Beit Mishkayim standing. It's a very profound thing I'm trying to grasp with myself. So that the way to connect, he is this theosophy, the philosophical, says that the body, we all have bodies and soul. To say we are one, all Jews are one, from the perspective of body, is a lie. Our bodies are separate. You can't say my body is your body, this body is my body. From the point of view of guf, everybody is a prati. We're all individuals. What makes us echad? What makes us one? Aneshama. Because you and I can share soul experiences. No, we can have the same ideas, same loves, same goals. That brings us together. So, now I do a mitzvah. I can do the mitzvah. I'm supposed to do the mitzvah with my guf and my neshama. Now, the more goof I have in the mitzvah and with less neshama, the more the mitzvah is just an action, it's a routine, it's something I do, but I don't put any feeling into it. It means it has more goof into it than neshama. The more that becomes a private affair, because my goof and your goof are separate things. The more neshama I put into the mitzvah, the more feeling, the more my mind is in the mitzvah, the less goof, the more it's moving towards cloud, towards other people's neshamas, because in the neshama level we connect. What's the highest point of exciting my own neshama? Simcha. If I get the emotional and the slavas, the excitement going, so my neshama is really activated. It's really, really very, very spiritual, very emotional, very spiritual. The mitzvah is a spiritual experience. Therefore, it's much less good, much less physical, and more spiritual. It's at a point where my spirit connects with all other Jews, and it becomes a mitzvah for all the Jews. And I share with them, they share with me, we're all one. So the key to becoming one with other Jews is simcha. Basically, what he's saying is like this. It's a very interesting concept. We always would think that simcha, I saw another story. It says you have to serve God with simcha. What is the simcha? Why am I so happy? So the other psalm said two possibilities. He's machlokes and shemesh mo in other psalm. Other psalm, I don't know where I saw it. Other psalms say the simcha is that God gave me the chance to be his eved. I'm joyous that God let me serve him. That's the simcha. The simcha of being an eved Hashem. Very good in the puzzle. Tachat asher lo vadeta et Hashem elokecha b'simcha b'tzuv leivav merov kol. When you did avodas Hashem, you should have appreciated the fact that you can do it. Whereas when I get up every day, especially at the end of the day, before I go to sleep, I say, thank you, God. Thank you for letting me learn Torah today. Wow. I'm Jewish. You gave me the Torah. What a privilege. I was able to learn Torah today. What a privilege. I knew the right thing, and I wasn't supposed to be questioning Hara today, and I tried my best. Other people walk around the world, they don't know. That's the simcha. The simcha is the appreciation that God gave me the chance to do mitzvahs. So that's what many psalms say, that the simcha is that I can do it with Hashem. He's saying a little differently. The simcha is I can be together with other Jews. Simcha is I'm doing something which connects me with every Jew in the world. But I'm learning Torah here, the guy in Drisk in Jerusalem.
Reception from
Manuel
and Jews,
or is it allowed? Well, he's focusing more that it's allowed and it's a trigger. But the way I understand it, I think it goes after the nature of the simcha is that we're part of one nation. We're doing everything together. That's a great simcha. That's the simcha. The simcha being the Christ. That's, I think, is what he's been trying to say. Yes?
I may have a summary. You said we have to be, the reason that we have so much simcha is because we are separated. Right?
No, we don't have simcha because we're separated.
Or, yeah. So.
The simcha is to join other Jews. The simcha is to become one of the other Jews.
Right.
To overcome the separation. Okay, stop me. That's what we thought for the fact.
Do anything, but now, you can talk, you can play the piano.
Very good. Good mashallah.